The International Gem and Jewelry Show opens for 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, loose gems, beads, fashion accessories, and more.
Selection, quality, and incredible prices. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sparkles at the Dulles Expo Center.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway going northbound, north of the Memorial Bridge. Solid lineup here heading up toward the Key Bridge, and that's due to the crash. Now, there's no exit for Key Bridge, but up in that area, watch for the activity. Southbound side, as you head from the overlooks and down toward the Key Bridge, watch for the volume delays on the increase. 390 between Landmark and Shirlington Slough. We had a minor crash quickly cleared to the shoulder, but a lot of activity still to check out. That was quickly out of the travel lanes. Now, around the Beltway and heading to the Wilson Bridge from Maryland into Virginia, inner loop, right as you pass 210, crash reported right in those far right local lanes. Watch for response there. Let's get you out to the Leesburg area. Route 7 coming off of the bypass, very slow up to the Battlefield Parkway due to the crash, and out in the Haymarket area, 66 westbound, closed at 15, that's your detour point, have an overturned truck, so they've stopped the 66 westbound lanes west of 15. Eastbound lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very mild air in place on a southwest breeze already. Getting into the 50s this morning, up near 70 this afternoon. Not a record, though. The record 77. Maybe a shower. Better chance of rain later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 51 in Woodbridge, 47 in Silver Spring, 50 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show. Vice President Mike Pence explains why he ignored Kim Jong-un's sister at the Winter Olympics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9. FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Steve Kastenbaum is in South Korea this morning covering the Winter Olympics for us this evening in South Korea. He'll be with us soon. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us at 8:05 this morning ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Joining us right now, John Lott. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. He is also the author of The War on Guns. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, another sad day in America. We have a school shooting. And one of the conversations we've been having here on the air is the reaction to this. But one of the reactions we hear is, wait a minute, 20 years ago, kids went to school. They had the maybe 30 years ago had the rifle on the gun rack in the back of the pickup truck. Never had this. How come we're starting to see this? What's going on in our society now? What do you think is going on that this is now just becoming something that isn't shocking anymore?
Well, I mean, I guess I've been very frustrated by this whole debate because what seems obvious to me, in order to try to solve this, seems quite divergent from what so many people on CNN and the rest of the media seem to talk about all the time. You had politicians coming out yesterday calling for more gun control laws, and it's just hard for me to wrap my head around that. They talk about background checks on private transfers, and I wonder to myself, what does that possibly have to do with stopping this? Because if those laws had been in effect, it wouldn't have stopped the attack yesterday. It appears it wouldn't have stopped any of the mass public shootings during this entire century so far. And to me, getting on your point exactly, and that is, you know, we have these gun-free zones. All the mass public shootings that you can point to in Florida, the Orlando nightclub shooting, the airport shooting, the Orlando business shooting, the RV business that they had, the Hialeah, Florida restaurant, all those were places where permanent concealed handguns were banned, where general citizens weren't allowed to go and defend themselves in those places. You know, nationally, since 1950, over 98% of the mass public shootings have taken place where people can't have guns. I mean, so you give an example where people used to be able to have guns around there. Now we have all these places where guns are completely banned for civilians. General citizens can't defend themselves. And, you know, I just, We have all these statements from these killers where they've explained why they picked the targets that they have. And time after time, they explain that they go to a place where they know people can't protect themselves because it's easier for them to go and do the attack. Why make it easier for them to do the attack?
John, you know, as you talked about this and you mentioned sort of all of the reactions to this often address issues that don't actually surround the real conditions that led up to the shootings that we're talking about. And I wonder what you think of their arguments. The gun control advocates who do this, are they doing it in good faith because they genuinely believe that this is a correction for society that'll work, or are they being duplicitous political opportunists?
You know, I hate to get into people's minds on this stuff. All I can say is if the number one proposal that you keep putting forward after each of these mass public shootings is background checks on private transfers, and you can't point to one of the mass public shootings that you're talking about or other ones, as I say, you know, since at least 2000 that would have been stopped as a result of this, you would think people would just question it themselves, but yet they don't seem to bat an eye. You know, this is the number one solution that they bring up every single time after one of these attacks occur. And you just think, okay, point to one of these cases, even if it's not this one, that it would have been stopped by having this law on the books.
John, yeah, you know, one of the reactions to this from Democrats, including Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut yesterday, is that this only happens in the United States. And he also said, "Is quote, as a consequence of our inaction on gun violence." We often hear Democrats and gun control advocates specifically say this is a uniquely U.S. problem. Doesn't happen in other countries. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that is just a lie. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. If you, in 1 year, in 2015, France, a country one-fifth the size of the United States, had more casualties from mass public shooting than the United States had during the entire Obama presidency. You know, you go and you look at the rate of mass public shootings around the world. The United States is about equal to our share of the world population in terms of mass public shootings, either the rate or the casualty rates from these attacks. you know, there are lots of parts of the world like Africa and South America and some other places where their rate of deaths or casualties from mass public shootings is much, much higher than ours. It's just, you just had an attack, a couple big attacks in Africa over the last 5 or 6 months, one in which 309 people were killed, another one in which 140 people were killed. You know, you have these attacks at churches and other places. But, you know, you look at Europe, too. I mean, they've had bigger casualty events from mass public shootings than we've had, even bigger than the Las Vegas one. The Norway killer, he killed over 60 people by himself. You have the November 2015 attack in Paris, where you had like 130 people were killed and about 500 and some wounded in the attacks there. You know, so it's, and that's not even counting, you know, you want to talk about big school shootings? Go look at Russia, you know. I mean, they had one school shooting with over 500 people were killed. And so, and that doesn't even take into account bombings and vehicle attacks. You know, the rest of the world has much higher rate of vehicle terrorist attacks than we've had. Bombing deaths, the United States is near the bottom of the countries in terms of deaths from bombing attacks. You know, you look at someplace like Russia. Russia has 2.5 times the casualty rate per capita from bombing attacks than we have from mass public shootings.
John, I find all these numbers fascinating, as I'm sure our listeners do too. And these numbers would come in handy when debating this issue with people who are, you know, obviously think the solution is to wrest guns away from all of us. Is there some place where people can find all these numbers that you're quoting?
Yeah, sure. We have them on our website at crimeresearch.org. If you go down the column on the left, we have a list of different topics. You know, if you click on international comparisons, you'll find all these types of international comparisons. You know, my book, The War on Guns, also has a detailed discussion about those things. But, you know, they can get that for free from our website.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much. And one of these days we're going to talk to you. And it's not going to be the day after one of these tragic shootings. Yeah. Thank you so much, though.
Nice.
We really appreciate you joining us. It's 7:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, what you need to know for this commute right now, George Washington Parkway in the hot seat. The crash northbound GW Parkway. It's going to be, as you head north, oh boy, delays almost back to the 14th Street Bridge. So get ready because this incident is going to involve an overturned car. They were stopping all lanes here north of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge before you get up toward the area of Georgetown Key Bridge area. So northbound GW Parkway, a lot going on. Now, southbound had some rubbernecking delays, but a brand new problem is going to be southbound for those of you coming off the Beltway or out on the plain. Southbound GW Parkway prior to the exit for 123 have a crash. So that's one northbound side over near the Georgetown area, one southbound near 123. 395, heavy off the Beltway to Landmark, then off and on through Shirlington toward the 14th Street Bridge. Out in Haymarket, 66 westbound. After 15, that's where we have the overturned truck. All traffic being diverted onto 15. Eastbound lanes are open. Maryland 270, it's been about the volume. I don't have anything reported out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, it's going to be an overcast day with a slight chance of a shower, high around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, early cloudy periods of rain later, low near 60. Tomorrow, rain early, it remains cloudy. We'll have showers in the afternoon, chance of rain 60% and a morning high of 62, but then the temperatures will fall to near 50 tomorrow. Currently, in our nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 7:17, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by the National Confectioners Association.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's chocolate and candy companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
The Olympics. We tout this man out once every 4 years, and then we put him back, and then he comes back out in 4 years. Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea, the man with his own theme song, our only guest with his own theme song.
wait, you mean I'm not going to come back for the Summer Olympics in 2020?
No.
Oh, is that how they're doing it? Are they doing
it? Never.
Yeah, 2020. That's 4 years from now.
No, 2 years from now.
Oh, 2 years from now. Oh, Lord.
My goodness, Mary.
It is 2 years from now.
Go ahead. What time is it right now?
I have no idea. Put me in the home now. I need my rice pudding. All right, Steve. What are we looking forward to coming up with the events? Is there anything big? And the other question I had for you along with that is, how's the wind? This is the thing that I found fascinating because they're having to cancel and postpone so many of these events, especially with the skiing. Are we making any progress with that?
They are, and the winds died down this morning. It's now evening here. They did reschedule some races, and they started running those races today. And the expectation is for the next couple of days at least that the wind will cooperate here and that they'll be able to squeeze in all of the races. There are a few, very few days where they have some, you know, wiggle room, but they really have this incredibly compressed schedule here now. Today I went out to this area they call the Yangpong Alpine Center, and this is in the mountains here in Pyeongchang. It's one of the two alpine centers where they run these races, and today they ran the women's giant slalom and Michaela Schifrin, who is ranked number one in the world right now by the International Ski Federation. You know, they have these this circuit where they earn points on the circuit. She is like the undisputed champion of the slalom right now. But she's going to be competing in some of the downhill races as well. You know, there could be this sort of passing of the torch here between Lindsey Vonn, who's also racing in the downhill and one of the most decorated ski athletes in the world. And then you've got Michaela Schifrin, who's 22, she's, you know, the new generation here. But today she won Team USA's fifth gold medal, and I was out there watching it. It was pretty thrilling in the giant slalom, and you know, she was excited about it. And now that she's got this one under her belt, she's feeling a lot better about the rest of her time here, and she said she's got nothing to lose.
I had moments today where I was nervous. I had moments where I felt some pressure, and then when I was in the starting gate, my biggest moments were when I thought, just go for it. You have nothing to lose. That's where the emotion comes in.
Yeah, she was pretty emotional at the end of this race, and she came in here with a ton of expectations placed upon her. She said she's walled herself off from all of that, that she hasn't looked at social media in more than 2.5 weeks. I asked her, how do you deal with these expectations?
I don't think anybody puts bigger expectations on me than I put on myself. So if I just focus on my own expectations, then it makes everybody else feel like it doesn't, whatever.
But if you're following skiing, and I know we have a lot of alpine fans in the United States, she just announced a little while ago through her mom that she's not going to partake in the Super G, which is one of those races where she and Lindsey Vonn could have been competing against each other. Because of this compressed schedule here now, it's a little bit too much, and she needs the day off. So she's going to compete in she could win four medals instead of five.
Well, she definitely earned a day off. Holy cow, that giant slalom, incredible how fast she moves. It's like magic watching somebody swing back and forth on that, and her form looks so good.
Yeah, and she said the conditions were really good. She said that, you know, 3 days straight of these really strong winds created conditions that she likes. It blew a lot of snow off, but there's still snow up there. And she said it made it really hard, but not icy. And she said it's really good conditions.
It is fascinating. I'm with Vince. Fascinating to watch. I love it. Just absolutely love it, because it's all stuff I can't do.
Jealous you got to see it. Glad you got to share it with us. Thank you, Steve Kastenbaum from South Korea.
My pleasure.
We'll keep checking in with you during these Winter Olympics.
And we exited him off the stage with his theme song. Yes. 722 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, I tell you about it all the time, and you know this. Missing or damaged teeth can absolutely keep you from those foods that you love. Affects your job, your relationships, your love, everything. Your ability to smile. Every aspect of your life. But that's right. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, there's an answer to this. The Cascade Center for Dental Health. Their super friendly staff create that warm, no criticism, and no judgment environment. Get ready to change your life, because what sets Cascades apart is their experience. Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Cascades can perform that procedure for you in one office with one doctor, and in many cases, just that single day. And they save you so much time and money. Also, they have such incredible technology on site. They can actually fabricate the teeth and everything right there in-house that you need instead of shopping out for it. They also have an in-house anesthesiologist. It's full service, baby. They'll take care of you. You owe it to yourself to see Cascade's many success stories by going to their website, cascadesdental.com, and then call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right. Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, the crash, southbound 270 at 370, that's in the left lane. George Washington Parkway, hang on, this is a mess, so I want you to think about your trip here. Northbound GW Parkway jammed from the 14th Street Bridge. So if you're heading north from, say, Reagan National Airport, and you normally go north up toward Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and up toward the CIA, you might not want to do that. We have an overturned vehicle, GW Parkway, northbound, north of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and they've stopped traffic again. Nobody gets by. Intermittently, they were allowing one lane to get by, but that is just not working for this rush hour here. So again, GW Parkway northbound, that's where we have the major problem. Southbound, separate crash coming out of McLean. The accident southbound side of the George Washington Parkway is before the exit for 123. Still closed out in Haymarket is 66 westbound, shut down at 15. They were trying to get the shoulder by again. Had an overturned truck involved in the crash. Eastbound side in the Haymarket area, 66. You can get through them. Not too much of any eastbound delays there. Then our normal volume in Manassas, in Fair Oaks, and then again as you come up toward the Capitol Beltway. Update is now brought to you, sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We're going to run some very warm air across the region over the next 24 hours, and then some falling temperatures. Might have a wintry mix in the forecast by the weekend. Cloudy and a few showers today. Mild morning, very warm afternoon for this time of year, 70 degrees. A gusty southwest breeze picks up tonight, rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, then falling temperatures with rain in the first part of the day. Showers for the afternoon will fall to near 50. And then by Saturday, we could have some mixed precipitation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 49 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, when you thought it was gone, out of the news, the whole Elizabeth Warren Donald Trump feud, it's back, and she's the one who chose to resurrect it. We'll tell you what she had to say. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. More details are emerging, some point of fact, some more emotionally telling, about yesterday's murders of at least 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
U.S. official tells us that the shooter did purchase that AR-15 himself sometime in the past year, and he did pass the background check to purchase that weapon.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider says that teenager, Nicholas Cruz, had no input from his own actual parents when he bought the weapon.
The adopted family of the gunman is cooperating with investigators. We know that the shooter's mother died last November from the flu. That turned into pneumonia. His father died about 14 years ago.
Cruz had published videos on YouTube claiming he wanted to kill people with the weapon. Russia is denying new claims this morning from the British government that Russia was behind a massive global cyber attack last summer that struck some of the world's biggest companies, including Merck, FedEx, and Mondelez, the maker of Oreo cookies. The attack came in the form of ransomware, which locked down hard drives and required Bitcoin payments to make them go away. FedEx says the attack cost it $300 million. Mondelez blames the attack for a 3% drop in quarterly earnings. Will Northern Virginia be sending a thank you card to President Trump for that $500 million in new defense spending? That could actually help fill at least some of the vacant office space it's built up since the days of sequestration.
You cannot overstate the role that the defense community plays in the economy in Northern Virginia.
Former Congressman Jim Moran, as more contractors get defense deals, they may be looking for office space near the Pentagon, and there's a lot of it to be had. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, sponsored by Lidl, the U.S. Michaela Schifrin wins the women's giant slalom and looks for double gold in the slalom today. The Wizards come back from 27 points down to beat the Knicks, and in college hoops, Duke romps over Virginia Tech. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what our customers are saying.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You use a popular search engine to find a business, but the business on the map doesn't exist.
It's just this huge, shady shell game.
Seven on Your Side shows you how fake businesses set the trap to run the hustle. See how it's costing you tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Morning. More breaking news for you in D.C. Two
news from overnight.
Burning,
alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
Win.
$1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
At Lidl, find Farmer's Market quality for less. Now through Thursday, apples and pears are 30% off. Lidl's Honeycrisp apples were $2.49 per pound, now only $1.74. Try high-quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
7:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start with what's open right now. Route 7, as you come out of Leesburg and heading eastbound 7 up toward Battlefield Parkway, that crash is cleared. So that delay we had quickly starting to ease. What's not working still out in Haymarket is 66 westbound west of 15 with the overturned truck accident. They had 66 west stopped at that point. Now eastbound, I'm seeing the delay on the approach as well. The George Washington Parkway, not a good morning either direction here. Let's start first leaving the 14th Street Bridge, going northbound, absolutely at a crawl. We have an overturned vehicle on the George Washington Parkway, north of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. As you come around that curve, and they were stopping all traffic intermittently, letting the left lane occasionally get by. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and heading into town toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's some police department activity along the right side and southbound GW Parkway near 123 for the crash. Now, let's see how you're doing. Baltimore-Washington Parkway this morning, not so bad. We have a little bit of volume here in Jessup, briefly in Laurel, and then you're good down toward the Capitol Beltway. Beltway in the delays between College Park and George Avenue had the crash reported near New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 47 in Woodbridge, 43 in Frederick, 49 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on this Thursday morning. That means tomorrow's Friday. Joining us at 8:05, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us. We'll talk to him about security clearances and all the craziness going on. And it's every week. There's constant craziness, so we'll have a lot to talk to him about. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Do you recall earlier this week, I don't know if we told you this, but you may have heard this story. The American Indians Tribal Nations Policy Summit is going on. And conspicuously absent from the schedule was one Elizabeth Warren, the only sitting U.S. senator to claim Native American heritage. Right? And you'd think she'd be there. I mean, some of the other, big chiefs of the party were there. Nancy Pelosi showed up. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke was there. Also, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on the speaker's list. But missing from it was Elizabeth Warren.
God.
And then all of a sudden yesterday, a surprise visitor. Elizabeth Warren arrived yesterday and gave a speech at the tribal summit. And remember, this all emanates from the fact that it doesn't seem clear at all that Elizabeth Warren has any Native American ancestry, okay? But she's claimed this for years. She's used it in her career as an educator. Harvard, I think, at one point claimed that she was Native American in federal documents, all sorts of things. So she's been claiming this for years, and her critics have been saying, well, she's just been making up a minority status. She's been making it up in order to advance her career. That's been the allegation. It's gone so far as the president of the United States in a meeting with World War II code talkers was referring to her as Pocahontas recently. But listen to some of the... I mean, this is the way Elizabeth Warren kind of defends herself. She said she thought she was Native American thanks to her high cheekbones.
Her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do, because that's how she saw it. And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones.
Uh-huh. Also, she contributed recipes to a book in the 1980s called Pow Wow Chow. She submitted her own Cherokee recipes to the book. It turns out they were plagiarized French recipes from the New York Times.
Seriously, they were French recipes? Are you kidding? Seriously, there was no maize in them?
This can all be solved, by the way, pretty quickly. Thanks to modern technology, she could submit herself to one of these DNA tests and get it figured out. She's turned down chances to do that.
I would like it noted, the stereotypes that she just casually throws around. Well, I have high cheekbones. Oh, okay. Pow, wow, chow. Are you kidding me? How stereotypical and offensive is that?
Her remarks yesterday, that we have her prepared remarks, according to the transcript, was provided to the Boston Globe. She said the following. I get why some people think there's hay to be made here regarding how she used minority status, invented minority status to get ahead in life. You won't find my family members on any rolls, and I'm not enrolled in a tribe, she said. And she talked about the importance of being enrolled in a tribe. I want to make something clear. I respect that distinction. I understand that tribal membership is determined by tribes and only by tribes. I never used my family tree to get a break or get ahead. I never used it to advance my career, she said, despite the fact that her status as a Native American existed several times throughout her career.
Yeah, she was touted by Harvard as a, quote, minority hire because of her Native American ancestry.
Meanwhile, she declared that President Trump will never take away her Native American heritage. Never. He will never take away my Native American heritage, to which the National Review's Charles Cook tweeted, just as he'll never take away my world heavyweight boxing titles.
Yeah.
My Ferrari
or my modeling career.
My Ferrari is safe from Donald Trump.
That's hilarious. Here's the thing. You know, at one time it was estimated she could be 1/32nd American Indian. At what point do the percentages, like what percentage do you have to be?
Do
we
do
have
you
to
wash
come
out?
Yeah. Do you just come out and go, okay, that's literally nothing. It just doesn't even count.
It's so amusing. I mean, maybe she is Native American. It's just so amusing, though, that she doesn't want to prove it. She just wants to declare it. It's been passed on to her. This is a family story she's heard. And she's just going to go with it. She's just going to run with it. Whatever. Fact-checking it? No. Well, let's just use it. Use it to advance her career. Tell employers that she's a minority. See if she can use it to get ahead. It's fine. And now she's addressing the Native American conference and insisting that she didn't do anything wrong, but that the president of the United States cannot take that Native American pedigree away from her.
Well, she also went on to say that President Trump referring to Pocahontas was deeply offensive that he keeps doing that. She said it's deeply offensive that he keeps a portrait of former President Andrew Jackson in his Oval Office because, listen, Andrew Jackson was not a friend of the Native Americans, so it's deeply offensive. But in 2015, a mere 2 years ago, and she spoke to, well, it would be three now, but two at the time, she spoke at a Jefferson Jackson Bailey dinner for Connecticut Democrats. But yet Jackson's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But she spoke at the Jefferson Jackson Bailey dinner.
Yeah, but the 1/23rd of her was only there for the other two men.
Oh, okay. That's
you know what I mean.
Yeah, she didn't identify at the time, so it's okay.
I just
love ridiculous.
I love that. I love that she made a surprise appearance. Like she couldn't even appear on the schedule. That's how sensitive this matter was.
Well, she probably wasn't on the schedule. She just showed in and said, "Don't you know who I am?" and came barging into the room. I just would love to see the video with like security behind her going, "Oh, we try to keep her out. I don't know what to do. We try to keep her out. She's here." 7:43 on WMAL.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
When was the last time you went to the dentist? You know you're supposed to go every 6 months, right? We all know that. And you're supposed to go every 6 months just to catch any problems when they're little instead of waiting till they grow really big. And also to prevent any problems from forming. But yet most of us ignore that. And we do that, I think, because of fear of the unknown. We're afraid of what the dentist is going to find, right? And we're afraid of what it's going to take to correct any problems that the dentist may find. So I kept putting it off because once I missed that 6 month mark, I just kept putting it off and putting it off because it was super easy to do. And then I was like, oh no, maybe I have a problem there because I put it off for so long. So I just kept putting it off. Finally, I went to go see Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They know you don't want to see them. And they say, you know what? Perfectly normal. We get that you don't like us. Well, during your first new patient visit, you're going to have a discussion with them. They're going to tell you everything they're going to do during your exam. After your exam, they lay out everything for you. You plan your treatment together. There is no fear of the unknown because you know everything. And if you're still anxious, they can give you something to take before your appointment. If you're downright afraid, you can literally sleep through the entire thing. They take the unknown out of dentistry, so do your smile a favor. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, nation's capital. Here we come. We're trying to get into town on New York Avenue, but the crash slowing you on inbound New York Avenue right as you come up to Bladensburg Road that had been in the left lane. Looks like they're clearing that now. Delays out of Chevrolet and out of Riverdale on both 50 and the B-Dub. The George Washington Parkway, somebody must have been going really fast. One overturned on the George Washington Parkway northbound. It's going to be north of the Memorial Circle, north of 110, and they were occasionally letting a shoulder get by, just not working for this rush hour. So please need you to divert northbound GW Parkway, just at a standstill, just north of Reagan National Airport, right at the 14th Street Bridge. And again, that goes past Memorial Circle due to this accident. Southbound side, GW Parkway, some volume at the scene, but everyone's hung up trying to get through McLean and past Turkey Run. The crash is going to be southbound GW Parkway before 4123, and that's still active as well. Now, let's get to Virginia onto Roberts Parkway northbound at Braddock Road with the crash. Also, we had 270 southbound at 370 accident. That's moved now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're going to run some very warm air across the region over the next 24 hours, and then some falling temperatures. Might have a wintry mix in the forecast by the weekend. Cloudy and a few showers today. Mild morning, very warm afternoon for this time of year, 70 degrees. A gusty southwest breeze picks up tonight, rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, then falling temperatures with rain in the first part of the day. Showers for the afternoon will fall to near 50. And then by Saturday, we could have some mixed precipitation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
All right, Mitt Romney. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he could soon be in the United States Senate. Orrin Hatch retiring. Mitt Romney's set to announce his Senate run. It was supposed to happen this morning. You know how I know that? Because he's been promising to announce it. What kind of announcement is this? You just keep announcing that you're going to announce things. He's definitely got the complete opposite of Donald Trump's Twitter habits. Whereas, like, the president of the United States will just tweet his idea, like, instantly. There'll be no, like, front-loading. It's just the moment he wants to tweet something, done. Whereas, like, there's a huge buildup for Mitt Romney. They're workshopping it. They're focus-grouping it. They're talking to people. They're checking the polls, trying to figure out whether or not the punctuation is correct. They may even spell all of the words correctly. It's a very intense process. So anyway, Mitt Romney was supposed to announce on social media this morning that this was happening. Delayed it. Tried to set aside politics, I guess, which is, I think, an important move in light of the shooting yesterday. He said the following. As a father and grandfather, my heart aches for the victims of today's tragic events, he wrote yesterday. My prayers go out to all of the families and loved ones affected by this senseless act of violence. Out of respect for the victims and their families, I will not be making an announcement tomorrow, Thursday, about the Senate race. So Mitt Romney holding his fire here, but he's intending to make an announcement soon, and he will run and likely win that Senate seat in Utah.
Wasn't that just an announcement, basically, that he's going to run? I mean, it pretty much was an announcement right there, because he's been announcing it all along. We all know that he's going to announce that he's running.
Yes.
So he just said, hold off. I'm going to make the out of respect for the victims and their families, I will not be making an announcement. I will not be making an announcement tomorrow about the Senate race. In other words, I'm still doing it, but I will, because I will be making the announcement. I give him kudos, though, for a really nicely worded, considerate, thoughtful tweet.
Well, there you go. Yes. Well planned.
Yes.
So, meanwhile, the questions are about Mitt Romney. What is he going to be like as a senator? First of all, what is he going to be like as a Senate candidate? If you're a politician, if you're running for office, especially in the Trump era, Donald Trump's words, opinions, thoughts, and policies will be bounced off of you at every campaign event you go to. So what will Mitt Romney sound like when he has the answer for those questions? When people are asking him, well, what do you think of this Trump policy? What do you think of Rob Porter? What do you think of this? And where, what territory is Romney going to stake out? In the past, he's been pretty abrasive. Yeah. He's gone after the president of the United States. Will he continue to be like that? Kevin Madden, who's a former advisor to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign, said the following to The Hill, that the politicians, both men, have been, quote, cordial when they found common ground. The Hill reporting that he said that Romney would have supported the GOP tax reform bill if he had been in the upper chamber, and that he'd be well positioned to make an immediate impact because of his high profile and connections within the party. So Kevin Madden, a Romney guy, saying, yeah, Romney's voice will carry a lot of weight in the Senate, but he'd still be just one of 100. If the question is, will he be a useful or a constructive voice to the Trump agenda?
I fear him being another McCain or another Flake. That's what I fear. I fear him, his dislike for President Trump overriding what he should be doing, his job in the Senate.
I mean, he's called President Trump a fraud and a phony who hijacked the Republican Party. I don't know. It's amazing. It's always amazing to watch these guys reel back from those declarations.
Well, listen, maybe.
And then he entertained running for becoming the Secretary of State.
But see, that's what politics is. And I think we learned that. I mean, remember the primaries, Republican primary especially, was so they were just attacking each other. The Democratic primary was a much more casual coup, and it wasn't open, but it was still nasty. But the Republican one was out there, and people were like, this is terrible. How could these people ever work with him? Well, they can, because that's politics. And that's what I'm hoping happens here with Romney. Because you're right, he's going to win.
All right, hold your breath. There's a big announcement coming. I can't tell you what it is, but Mitt Romney's going to make it. 752 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
It's 7:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Courtney Reagan at the CNBC News Desk, and good morning, Courtney.
Good morning. Well, stocks coming off a four-day winning streak, and futures are in the green. The Dow is indicated to open about 170 points higher at this point. Yesterday's hint of inflation at the consumer level didn't dampen the markets for long. This morning, we get another read on inflation, this time at the wholesale level, which could impact trade. The January Producer Price Index will be out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Waste Management is out with quarterly results. It beat Wall Street forecasts, as did Shopify and U.S. Foods. It was a mixed quarter for Avon and Omnicom. Shares of TripAdvisor, though, up 17% in pre-market trading on an upbeat outlook. And Google is blocking annoying ads in Chrome as of this morning, like giant pop-ups that don't let you get out of them or video ads that play at full blast. Google warned lots of websites last summer that this was coming. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I was doing a flip-flop out of Dallas when my wife called about an eviction notice for being behind on a home equity loan we never took out.
I'm Lisa, a client services agent at Home Title Lock, and this truck driver was the victim of title fraud, one of the fastest-growing crimes.
9 months and 20 grand in legal fees to get my home back. You dang well bet I have Home Title Lock now.
If you own a home or property, you need Home Title Lock. Everything an identity thief needs to steal your title is online. He forges a few documents, removes your name, and borrows on your home. Next thing you know, you're in debt and getting evicted. Identity theft programs and homeowners insurance don't protect you. We do. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a digital wall around your home's title.
Sign up for a free scan of the dark web to see if your home's title has already been tampered with. This $60 value is yours free. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code PROTECT. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code PROTECT.
7:55, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we're struggling in some areas. Let's start first. Fairfax crews are still with the crash on Braddock Road if you're over near George Mason University. So Braddock Road, watch as you come up toward Roberts Road for the accident activity. So that puts you in delays before you even get to 123 Ox Road. So be ready for that. On 66 westbound in the Haymarket area, west of 15, still clean up from the overturned tractor-trailer accident. Jammed each direction eastbound. You lose a lane as well. George Washington Parkway, pretty much jammed solid, but it looks like lanes are now getting by. North of the Memorial Circle, north of 110, where we had one overturned. So still a bit of activity. And it's going to take a while to clear out the delays that start back at the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound G-Dub at 123 for the crash. Also had the incident inner loop of the Maryland Beltway near New Hampshire Avenue. That was cleared. A little extra pressure for you on the outer loop from 95 and around toward that point as well. Traffic update is now sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online in a bookstore. It's called Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kits at 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, very mild, up to 70 this afternoon. The record 77. Breezy and a gusty breeze tonight with rain late 60. Low 60s tomorrow morning, falling to near 50 tomorrow afternoon with some rain early. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Long Fence is starting the new year off on a high note with the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers. Financing available for qualified buyers. Go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. And Long Fence.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We're going to talk to him about the Trump porter. Now it's a crisis, apparently. And also, John Kelly, what's going to happen to him and an investigation going on into the entire thing now.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're going to get your thoughts on this shooting yesterday. What needs to happen going forward, and what are you tired of seeing happening every time we experience one of these? 8 o'clock now, WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The investigation continues into yesterday's murder of at least 17 people by a former student at a Parkland, Florida high school. We're getting a pretty good look into the mindset of the gunman, Nicholas Cruz.
We've seen on his Instagram page, the gunman posted a photo of a shotgun. In another, he's shown brandishing a pistol, which appears to be a BB gun. And then there are threatening comments that he's posted under videos on YouTube. They include, I want to shoot people with my AR-15. I want to die fighting, killing bleep ton of people. I'm going to kill law enforcement one day. They go after the good people.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. President Trump this morning is asking the question a lot of us are.
Mr. Trump has tweeted so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. While the world was focusing on the tragedy in Florida, a bipartisan group of moderate senators managed to work out a deal on immigration, one that should come up for a vote today. The deal includes eventual citizenship for DACA recipients in exchange for $25 billion in spending for a wall over the next decade. But even supporters like Minority Leader Chuck Schumer admit it's going to be a tough sale.
We all know that immigration is fraught with peril, but this is the closest we've come. And everybody has to make a really final effort.
They need 60 votes for a deal right now. That math is fuzzy. Elsewhere in immigration news, a member of MS-13 has pleaded guilty to racketeering charges that include shooting and killing gang rivals.
The U.S. attorney in Maryland says 26-year-old Selvin Raimundo Salazar pleaded guilty in federal court in Greenbelt. He and two others were charged with shootings in suburban Maryland from 2012 through 2014. Salazar is a native of El Salvador who entered the U.S. illegally. He was deported to Guatemala back in 2011 and arrested in 2014, charged with illegal reentry. He will be sentenced in May. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s longest-serving council member is facing some ethics questions after he proposed legislation that would have helped an outdoor advertising company, months after the same company had offered Jack Evans' son a $20-an-hour summer internship. All of this uncovered by a local news website, District Dig. None of the possible wrongdoing came to pass. Evans' son never took the job, and the legislation never went anywhere. Evans, who served 7 terms on the council, says he'll stand by his record. Thank you. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 71,43. In sports, Michaela Schifrin wins gold for the U.S. in the women's giant slalom. She'll go for more today in the slalom event in Pyeongchang. The Wizards make the biggest comeback in the NBA this season to beat the Knicks, and in college hoops, Duke beats Virginia Tech. WMAL News Times, 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.